Today's Mishnayos is Masechet Nega'im, and we're holding Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. So we've been discussing the various dinim. By the way, just Benny was confused yesterday by the second case where we were talking about. You sure we didn't do this yesterday? No, you're right, yeah. So Benny was confused by the second case because I had said that it's tahor in the event that there's any spreading into the area of the mikya. The girsa that he had in the Mishnah was tameh. And in fact, there is such a girsa. It's not the girsa, not of the Rambam, and not of the Bartanura, and not of the Rosh. It's in the, so almost all of the Mefarshim change the girsa to the way we had it yesterday, which is Torah. The way, if you do want to insist that it says tameh, the only way that it would work is if you changed the original understanding that when it said by Haris Kigris and Michya Kadasha, it was referring to two separate things, that the Baheret was Kigris besides the Michya Kadasha. That would be the way that it would make sense. So then if you had extra space that you would still be considered to be a proper spreading, so then Enochinami would be the word would be tummy. Okay. All right. Now, the same thing that we did before, we're going to do here, except that we are talking about where the Michya was actually not the full size of the Kiddush. So you start off with the proper Baheret. The Baheret itself is Kigris, and it includes a Michya's Basar Chai, but that Michya's Basar Chai was smaller than the necessary shear of the Kadasha, and now it's in Hezker. So we weren't able to be Matami it right off the bat, Mitchila, because it did not have the size of a Simen Tumah. So then, the question over here would be, what happens if things change? So now, if the Baheret is Poseh, obviously, it's going to cause Tumah. If the Baheret gets smaller, so then it's going to immediately potter it, because now it's pochas for the shear of the Kigris. So that's obviously. Now, let's take a look at the Michya itself. If the Michya itself grows to the size of a Kadasha, now it's Metame, because now it is a Simen Tuma. But if the Michya itself was Nisma'ata, so what happens there? If it's Nisma'ata, what does that mean? Well, it obviously means that the Baheret is growing inwards towards the area that was previously a Bichyat Basar Chai and has now changed its coloration to become part of the Baheret. And that's our question. Can the Baheret be a Poseh by being Poseh into itself, so to speak, because it's being Poseh into the area which was previously the Michyas Basar Chai? So for all kinds of purposes, it's being Poseh into good, clean flesh, so to speak, because that's what a Michyas Basar Chai is. So Rabbi Meir says, well, that's called a pisayon. And since it was poseh, it's considered to be tameh. What's the difference if it's poseh outwardly or it's poseh inwardly? Whereas the chachomim are metaharim, because the chachomim hold, she'ein hanega poseh litocha. You cannot have a nega that is poseh into itself, because the original area of the Michyat Basar Chai was always called part of that Baheret. So how all of a sudden is it considered to be a Pisayon? So Memela, this is a fundamental question. Is Pisayon possible when it's going inwards? Now, so far, the only part that we've looked at is Pisayon possible into a Michya? There's other possibilities that we're going to have to look at. Because, I mean, suppose we have a pisayon into itself, where the area of itself was something else besides a michya. We'll talk about that. Remember, there's lots of things that are not necessarily dinim of normal skin. Okay, so let's continue on. How about where we have changes, And the changes start where we've got a little bit of elasticity, because we have bigger than necessary baheret and bigger than necessary michya. So suppose you start off with a baheret that is yetera mikagrus. It's more than the size necessary. And in it, it has a michya that is more than the size necessary to be metame. So it has a michya that is yetera mika adasha. And obviously it was initially tame as soon as it's presented in this fashion. And then the halacha is that as long as there's a change of any kind, it wouldn't matter because you still have the relationship of michya to baheret. So whether they grow larger, whether they grow smaller is irrelevant to us, unless, of course, it changes the fundamental size. But, I mean, things growing smaller, that is to say here, expansion inwards, even according to Rabbi Meir, is irrelevant because we have a kosher michya, which is a siman tuma. We don't even need to consider Rabbi Meir's shita about whether the baheret is considered to be posa as the michya shrinks. So that would be irrelevant. Now, moving on to Mishnah. Hey, now we've got some seriously interesting cases. In this case, we have essentially two separate baherets. One of them is on the outside of a michya, and one of them is a ringworm type thing, which appears on the inside of the actual michya. So let's imagine the situation is like this. You've got a baheret. The baheret itself is a kegris. It has inside of it a michya, which satisfies the requirements of the size of tuma. It's the size of a ka'adasha. But the inside, we have first a michya ka'adasha, where we have a inside baheret surrounded by a ka'adasha, and then another baheret that is surrounding that michya. So basically, we have two baherets, an inside baheret surrounded by the michyas basar chai, and an outside baheret, which includes a michyat basar chai. So now, what is the din over there? So the baheret which goes around it has its own gris. The baheret that's inside of it is its size of its own gris. So the din is like this. The fact that it's surrounded by a michya gives it a din of two separate baharot. These are separate negayim. And the halacha is that the inside baharot, since it does not have its own michya, because remember, a michya that is on the boundaries of a baharot is not considered to be its michya at all. It has to be surrounded by the actual area of the baharot. So that means that it's just a baheret without a siman tuma. And therefore, what do we do to it? Put it into hezker. But the outside baheret has a michya that it surrounds. And therefore, it has a siman tuma. And it is immediately mukhlat. Omar Rabbi Yossi, ein ha-michya siman tuma lechitzona. I disagree. Because in this case, the michya is really not a siman tuma for the outside baheret. Because since there's a baheret inside of that michya, so you cannot call it a siman for the outside, because a siman tuma, it's only a siman tuma if it concludes that part that is surrounded by the baheret completely. But it doesn't in this case. So why would we be miyaches this michya to the outside baheret at all? In this case, you have a different baheret on the inside of it. And because of that, neither of these baherets has its own michya, says Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, both of them have to be put into hezker. And let's see what happens. Let's see whether a siman tuma appears in them. Only that will be able to be metamidim. Or let's see if they're poset. Okay, so then that means that according to the Tanakhama, there is no such requirement. According to the Tanakhama, Michyas Basar Chai is a perfectly valid Siman Tumah to a Baharat that surrounds it, even if there's a different Baharat within it. So now, according to that Shita, what would be the din of changes in that Michya? Well, let's imagine that the case would be that it was nitma'ata, or for that matter, it was halchala legamre. So now the michya changes. So Rabbi Gamliel says, where did it change? I mean, how exactly did it change? If it changed by having the inside baharet spreading into it such that it became smaller and smaller, the area of the Michyas Basar Chai between the two Baharats got smaller and smaller because the inside was expanding into it, and therefore there was less and less healthy skin, which was the Michyas Basar Chai between it. So then it is considered to be Pisayon, because vis-a-vis the inside Baharat, is the inside not spreading outwards when it spreads into this Michyas Basar Chai? Absolutely. Why wouldn't it be spreading outwards? As far, remember that all of this is relative. So as far as the inside Baharat is concerned, it's not aware of there being a Michya. It is only aware of the fact that it is a typical Baharat surrounded by typical normal skin, correct? You have the perspective that is looking at this from the outside, and you say, well, I mean, it isn't really normal skin. It is a Michyas Basar Chai to a different Baharat which surrounds this. You know, this is what little earthlings do all the time when they don't have the perspective of what's going on outside in the universe. They think everything is local. Well, so does this Baharat. So as far as this Baharat is concerned, everything is local. The world consists of me, Baharat, and then the outside ocean of fine skin to which I'm now expanding. So then that's considered to be Pisayon, in which case I now have a Simen Pisayon to the inside Baharat, and therefore it's Tuma. But the Chitzonah is not affected by this other than to make it tar. Because if now the Michya that was previously a big enough Michya, Pika Adasha, that was inside of the surrounding Baharat, the large Baharat that surrounded it, it's no longer a Michyas Basar Chai of the size of a Kadasha, in which case there is no longer a Simen Tumah. And if there's no longer a Simen Tumah for the Chitzonah, then the Chitzonah is Tahora. But, says Rabbi Gamliel, suppose the change in size is coming because of the outside Baharat, meaning that the outside Baharat is now spreading inwards, and it has made the size of the Michyas Basar Chai smaller than the necessary shear of the Ke'adash. What about then? So then, if that's the case, it's not going to be a Pisyon, at least not if you hold like the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Meir, and they say that Pisyon cannot be towards the inside, it can only be towards the outside. So there's no simen of pisyon, and if it's growing from the outside, so then, fine, you no longer have a simen tumah, and you no longer have a pisyon. The inside baharat, however, has not experienced any change, because as far as the inside baharat is concerned, we never looked at this michya anyway as being a michya for it, because it wasn't surrounded by it. So in that case, has anything changed to the inside Baharat? Nothing whatsoever. And therefore, the Pnimit gets another week of Hezger, assuming this first change took place at the end of the first week of Hezger. If, Lamaisa, it took place at the second week of Hezger, so then since we don't paskin like Rashi and Chumash, and we hold, if all of the Shitas here hold, that in the event that there was no change at the end of the second week of Hezger, then we make it Tahar. Fine, so then it would be Tahar at the second week. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't think it makes the slightest bit of difference. I disagree with Rabbi Gamliel that it depends if the decreasing size is caused by spreading of the inside Baharat or it's caused by spreading of the outside Baharat. To me, it's all the same. So, Benkach u Benkach Torah, if the inside Baharat is spreading into an area of a Michya, that is not considered to be a Pisyon. I hold that a Pisyon is only into an area of normal skin that is normal by all standards, not normal by local standards. And over here, you're only claiming that it's normal by local standards because you said everything is relative and that relative to the inside Baharat, a Michya Basar Chai is nothing but normal skin. I, as Rabbi Akiva, who has the perspective of the entire thing, don't call me Rabbi Akiva for nothing, I see over here a spreading into something that is not in the least bit normal because it is a michya to the outside Baharat. And never do we find that the Torah calls pisyon into something which is itself a simintuma for another nega, I'm sorry. And therefore, in this case, neither of the negaim have a simintuma, and there was no pisyon, and both of them are tahar. Isn't this lovely? That's really getting interesting, right?
What about the issur of not looking at two negaim bevas achas? There's nothing to do here? Aren't you essentially looking at two bevas achas?
Well, it means yom paskin. You don't pass it in bevas achas, but you still have to take into consideration what the skin is.